In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day,
day by day,
we get better and better,
we get better and better,
we get
BB,
we
get BB, we get BB,
boom,
BB, we're talking to
the game, NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy Mike Florio. And like all our guests, he's brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well.
Living the dream. I was telling David, I had a great time Friday night watching the Tyson fight. I mean, the fight was disappointing, but I had a lot of fun. I watched the whole card, really, and I've got I had a stream going with a guy in England, a guy in Florida, a guy in Washington D.C., and a couple of us here in Chicago. We all had problems with the game, with the broadcast. We all were buffering. We were all over the world, for God's sake, and we were struggling with it. And I came away from it saying, "What are they going to do on Christmas Day? They got a doubleheader. They got big games. How are they going to handle an NFL audience if they couldn't handle the 65 million worldwide viewers?" And you wrote about it, so I think it's fascinating.
Oh, the whole thing really was a debacle, and I've been streaming for years now. I know when Amazon Prime first got the exclusive Thursday night package, at first it was a little sputtery, it was slow, but now when I watch a Thursday night game, the experience is no different than anything else I watch on any platform, streaming or otherwise. It's seamless, it's crisp, it's clear, it's clean. This was a nightmare. It was pixelated at times. You would get a clear picture for like a second and then it would get grainy. You'd get the buffering circle. At one point, my stream crashed, and that never happens on any of the other streaming platforms that I use. And people say, "Oh, your internet isn't good enough." Well, it never happens with anything else. My internet's good enough for everything else. I don't know why people are defending Netflix here. They have billions of dollars. They need to spend the money for the infrastructure to ensure that events like this work. When Peacock does games, it works. When Amazon does games, it works. They need to be sure this thing's ready. And it's good that it happened, that this is the canary in the coal mine for Netflix and the NFL. The fight was originally going to be in July. At least it's happening 6 weeks and change in advance of Christmas so they can redouble, retriple, re-quadruple their efforts to make sure that when it's time to watch two pretty impactful games on December 25, Steelers hosting the Chiefs and the Ravens at the Texans, that it'll be like watching it on any other channel. Those are the stakes. And the NFL, yes, they're standing behind Netflix. They have 150 million reasons to do so. But if I'm Roger Goodell, I'm burning up the phone line to the Netflix executives saying, "You better get your act together." I almost said the other word. "You better get your act together because I don't need this. I don't need this on Christmas Day, worrying about whether or not our fans are going to be able to watch the games."
Mike, Tom Brady is getting better in the booth. He had a pretty good game, Bears-Packers on Sunday at Soldier Field. Still going to be some undercurrents and maybe some rumors about his interest in maybe going to the Raiders and running that team because of his stake in ownership. What do you expect to happen there? Is that a possibility?
I think eventually at some point he'll stop broadcasting and go all in with the Raiders. I feel like that's what's going to happen. I think he'll get his fill of broadcasting. He'll get to the point where he's done it enough and the competitive juices will draw him into a more regular role, because you can't do both to the best of your ability. It was a point that Miles Simmons of PFT made when we were talking about this a few weeks ago. Brady prides himself on being the absolute best at everything he does. It's impossible for him to be the best owner of the Raiders and the best broadcaster he can be. He can't even go to the games, for crying out loud. He's working games other than the Raiders the days the Raiders are playing. You can't be involved. You got limitations on what you can do as a broadcast. You got one hand tied behind your back. The whole thing is just strange to me. And I feel like the NFL tried to nudge him away from doing both. And it really is amazing to think that certain people reach a level of prestige and fame and money. They can just do whatever the hell they want. Even if you take a step back and you say, you probably shouldn't. And you wonder who the people are in the lives of the ultra wealthy and powerful, or even a position to say to them, Tom, you probably should just pick a lane here. You probably should just pick one or the other. You'll be happier, it'll be more effective, and it just makes more sense for everyone. And I think at one point he will pick a lane, and the lane will be Raiders ownership, because forget the $375 million over 10 years. He stands to make a lot more as a 10% owner of the Raiders, especially since he bought it at what ultimately was a sweetheart deal.
Michael, what are you going to do for Sunday's game? Who are you picking? Are you this is your childhood Vikings coming into Chicago to face the animal that is the Bears.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've been watching the Vikings games this year, along with all the other games that are on at the same time. And the one thing I've noticed about the Vikings, they are boring this year. They are sluggish. The offense is plodding. You know, early on, they were scoring a lot of points and then trying to hold on. Lately, it's been all defense. They screwed around with the Jaguars. They screwed around with the Titans. I think the Bears are going to beat them on Sunday. I haven't made my official pick yet, but I just feel like the Vikings are fugazi at 8-2. The Bears are better than 4-6. And the Bears are embarking on a hell of a stretch. Vikings, Lions, 49ers, Vikings, Lions. The Bears, I think I was encouraged. We argued last week about the coordinator change. I was encouraged by the shift from Shane Waldron to Thomas Brown. When you hear the stuff from like Keenan Allen that Shane Waldron was too nice, football players want to be coached. They desperately want to be coached. It sounds like they weren't being coached aggressively. We saw a difference. Unfortunately, they didn't win. I think they're going to get their win this weekend.
Can't believe that.
You're the best, Mike.
Thanks, Mike, buddy. Wow.
See you guys.
That is Mike Florio. See, that's a true fan. If the worst thing can happen to your team, you figure it will. And if you say it, then you don't have to worry about having to deal with it.
I don't understand that pick, but
I told you.
You never know.
First to two, buddy.
I'll believe,
halfway to four.
I'll believe that you believe that when you pick the Bears to beat the Vikings.
I'm capable of picking it.
Okay.